Blog Talk Radio.
This is August 27th, 2015. The Roman Show, the longest reigning podcast from South Florida to talk about MMA, wrestling, rock, entertainment, and sports is on. The award-winning The Roman Show, I am your host, Rodolfo Roman, and today we welcome Bellator's Maria Rios, who makes her debut this Friday, and The Bloodline, who will visit South Florida on the tour with Fear Factory at the Coach Room in Fort Lauderdale. The Roman Show starts right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off the bank.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Five.
Guidance,
let's go.
Surgeon,
go. Vital,
go.
We're going, Vital.
GNC,
we're going.
Tell me,
go.
Control. FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston, we are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hello, everyone. This is The Roman Show, August 27, 2015. Today, we're going to welcome Maria Rios of Bellator. She makes her debut against, well, the woman who allegedly beat up or destroyed a soccer mom. That will take place this Friday on Spike TV. Maria Rios making her Bellator debut, and she talks a little bit about Bellator's plans toward women's MMA. Remember, Jessica Aguilar was part of Bellator. You know, they calmed down with the women's division, but it seems that Bellator is very interested in bringing that back. But I want to first remind everyone to visit our website, theromanshow.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/rroman201. We are approaching 2 million views. Thanks so much for that. 2 million views is obviously very monumental. And, you know, I got to thank everyone who has clicked away and watched all of our interviews and videos and everything that we have. You can visit youtube.com/rroman201 or just head on over to theromanshow.com. You know, all the information is there. You can't miss it. Follow us on social media at The Roman Show on Twitter and Roman Show Media on Facebook. A lot of things going on. Let's talk some metal first and foremost. Breaking Benjamin visited South Florida and Fort Lauderdale. We got some great pictures you can check out on the site from Ben Burnley and his band, Breaking Benjamin, along with Young Guns, who were part of the bill. And I have to say that it was a great show. It was a packed show. It was sold out. And they played all the favorites, all the hits, including Diary of Jane, and even some covers to Tool and Nirvana. And what an exciting crowd. And you can see that Ben loved it so much. At the end of the show, he just crowd surfed. He got in there and he crowd surfed. So great stuff from Breaking Benjamin. I am sure that they will be returning real soon to South Florida after that great, awesome crowd. Now on Sunday at the Culture Room, Fear Factory will be here alongside the Bloodline. It's their debut. They are touring in support of their new album, or their debut album, We Are One. And we had an opportunity to speak to Travis Neal of the Bloodline, who talked about the new music and how their lyrics reflect on the real world. And we saw this just yesterday, a very disappointing act by a former reporter, a disgruntled journalist, killing two reporters yesterday in Virginia, and it's just really upsetting because he recorded the whole thing. He recorded the entire execution on tape and posted that on social media. And we had a chance to speak to Bloodline. He talks about how all of these injustices are taking place, and he, as a writer, Travis Neal, the vocalist, puts this to pen and paper because it's really, really, really upsetting to see what we see right now on the news. I mean, every day we hear of people getting shot and killed for no apparent reason, and it is sad. So here we go. The Bloodlines, Travis Neal on the Roman Show, as he talks about the tour and the music with myself. Hey guys, remember to check out OchoaOnline.com. They are the ones in charge of taking care of the RomanShow.com. That's OchoaOnline.com, affordable website to your desire. That's OchoaOnline.com. Our apologies. Block Talk Radio yesterday had a major shutdown, and basically all the stuff, all of our interviews uploaded on our website have not been able to be processed because of this whole shutdown. So we apologize. We're going to briefly then talk some mixed martial arts as Ronda Rousey. Well, she's preparing for Holy Hom. It was reported that she was scheduled to fight Misha Tate. That did not happen. Now, girls like Misha Tate, Chris Cyborg, well, they're all prepping up Holy Hom to defeat Ronda Rousey, the champion. Many are upset because they say that Holy Hom did not deserve this title shot. They say that Misha Tate was up next, and Holy Hom is just a badass boxer. And it doesn't really make sense. However, that is not the case because Dana White said, hey, you know, this fight makes more sense. But Joe Rogan himself, commentator of the UFC, that said that he's not for this fight. Nonetheless, it seems that Hom is getting a few pointers from Tate and Cyborg as they were filming a movie. But Rousey's positivity could be coming to an end as a UFC fighter is under, let's just say that a UFC fighter who was underwater under hot water for allegedly dating the champion. Now, he is married, and his wife called out Ronda Rousey saying he was dating this guy. The guy I'm talking about is Travis Brown. And he, remember, was in a domestic abuse situation. But his wife said that Rousey had a little fling or were dating behind her back and said, hey, good luck with that domestic abuser. Let's find out what happened with that situation. Hopefully that doesn't dim the light on Ronda Rousey. UFC Fight Night in Orlando is definitely building up to be a great fight card and one for the books. From the latest card, we have Rafael Dos Anjos versus Donald Cerrone for the lightweight title. And just added, Overeem versus Junior Dos Santos. It's going to be a slugfest, guys. You have to be a UFC Fight Night in Orlando. And Nate Diaz versus Michael Johnson. I mean, if you don't go to this fight, then you must be sick in the head because this is going to be an absolutely awesome. That's going to be on December 19th. And switching now briefly to reality check, Sting versus Rollins, the title on the line at Night of the Champions. Sting getting his title shot in the WWE for the very first time in his history. Does it make sense? No. But does it sell? Yes. And that's the reason why they are doing it. Sting obviously is going to bring in that crowd, that old crowd that has followed WCW and has been a big fan of Sting. And against Rollins, the new face of the WWE. Listen, it's something good, it's something nice, it's something new that we have not seen. Sting versus Rollins, and Rollins obviously having a great matchup against John Cena. And John Stewart getting in the mix of things. We saw what happened with him as he took the finisher by John Cena on Monday Night Raw. But kudos to John Stewart, who left the Daily Show to, become a pro wrestler, allegedly, because that's where he's been at on TV, growing his beard and taking some of the shots from these pro wrestlers. And he even said the reason why he backstabbed John Cena was because he didn't want to see Ric Flair's 16-time title-holding reign vanished. That's the reason why he went ahead and backstabbed John Cena. Well, guys, it's going to be a brief one. Unfortunately, again, we will be getting those interviews real soon here on the Roman Show. We're going to upload them later today. make sure you follow us on social media at The Roman Show. Visit our website, theromanshow.com, and catch up with us as we bring you more stuff. In fact, this week we're catching up with Baboon, Luis Palomino, who takes on Justin Gaethje for the rematch of an exciting fight that broke records for the promotion in on NBC Universe. So check that out. It's going to be on our YouTube site. That's Luis Baboon Palomino interview one-on-one. Check us out on the website. More stuff, including that Bloodline interview and Maria Rios interview. Till then, have a great day.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset M3.